Good morning, Grace Harbor. It's Dan. Happy Wednesday. I started off the morning with a special breakfast because today is a special day, and I wonder if you can guess what it's all about. Here's a hint. I made myself a couple pieces of buttered toast, but instead of putting some jam on them, I did a drizzle of honey. I also gave you a hint at the end of yesterday's episode when I told you I'd be back this morning buzzing with excitement. Did you figure it out? It's World Bee Day! Today is all about celebrating those precious pollinators and producers of nature's candy, honey. Do you like honey? You can use it in all kinds of ways. In addition to spreading it on toast or biscuits, you can mix it into hot tea to help soothe a sore throat. I like to put some on my BLT sandwiches, and it's the secret ingredient in my homemade salsa. Bees make honey out of nectar, which is like a sugary water that flowering plants produce. Bees land on the flower and suck up the nectar. But it doesn't go into their stomach where food goes. Bees actually have a special honey stomach full of enzymes that slowly transforms the nectar. When the bees that collect the nectar return, they pass their treasures to one of the worker bees that stays in the hive. And yes, technically they do this by throwing it up, but again, they have a special stomach just for making honey, so it isn't as gross as it sounds. The worker bees in the hive will continue to pass the nectar around, and each time it's passed from one bee to the next, it gets a little thicker and a little stickier. When it hits a certain point, a worker bee will then deposit it into one of the chambers of the honeycomb. Other bees will then dry it out even more by flapping their wings like a fan. It takes a lot of work. A honeybee visits between 50 and 100 flowers on each trip. And to make 1 pound of honey, bees need nectar from 2 million flowers. Why don't you take a moment and reflect together about bees? Did anything we've talked about so far surprise you? Are there any other cool bee facts you know that I didn't share? If you need more time, feel free to pause the podcast, and I'll be right here when you get back. Now, my guess is that many of you had some more bee facts to share because, one, they're so cool, but two, we need them for more than just making honey. Bees are also pollinators, and while they're not the only pollinators, they're one of the most important. Pollinators collect pollen, which is a sticky powder that flowering plants make in addition to nectar. As the bee collects the nectar, they get the pollen stuck to their fuzzy bodies. In fact, the whole reason flowers make nectar is to attract bees so that they'll also get covered in pollen. Then, when the bee heads to its next flower, some of the pollen from the first flower rubs off on the second flower. And this is far more important than all the honey you could eat. Do you remember when we started our series on the fruit of the Spirit, and we said that all fruit starts as a flower? Well, for lots of plants, their flowers won't turn into fruit or whatever good thing they produce unless they get a little bit of pollen from another flower. Bees help pollinate 75% of the world's most important crops and about 1/3 of the food we eat. Without bees, we'd be in big trouble. The reason I wanted to take today to celebrate World Bee Day is that they provide such a great picture of what faithfulness and gentleness look like in action. Bees are hard workers. The ones who go out to collect nectar and pass the pollen around are making trips back and forth for 12 hours each day, and they can fly for up to 6 miles in each trip. The bees that stay in the hive take turns working and napping so that there's always a crew awake and making things happen. They do this 24 hours a day, every single day. And if you've ever stopped to watch one of those little fuzzy guys in action, you'll see that they can get deep inside a flower without hurting or breaking anything. This ensures the flower stays healthy and can keep producing more nectar, or maybe even an apple or a blueberry. So today, as you're buzzing about your day, give thanks for all the bees out there. And if you do see one, take a few moments to watch these masters at work. Okay, let's close in prayer. If you want to, you can close your eyes and fold your hands. Or, if you want to pretend you're shaking off a load of pollen, a wiggle prayer might be in order. Dear God, we thank you for bees. They not only give us the sweet treat that is honey, but they're essential to so much of the good food you've blessed us with. We also admire their faithfulness and gentleness. And so maybe we'll just end this prayer by asking that you help us be more like the bees. Amen. Okay, Grace Harbor, have a great World Bee Day, and I'll catch you tomorrow.